रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 76, द डेथ ऑफ कुंभा। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। व्हाइल द टू आर्मीज वर फाइटिंग मोस्ट ड्रेडफुली, अंगदा चोज कंपा द राक्षस फॉर अ ड्यूल, एंड द फो चैलेंज्ड हिम इन रिटर्न एंड स्ट्रक हिम ऑन द हेड विद अ मेस विद अ टेरिबल ड्राइविंग फोर्स बिहाइंड इट। The son of Vali shook woefully and lost hold of his senses. Yet he came to himself after a while and tore up a huge mountain peak and hit Kampana squarely on his breast. That was enough for the Rakshasa, who stretched his length upon the earth, a hideous corpse with a shattered chest. Shornitaksha noticed this and drove his car against Angada without the slightest hesitation or fear, and riddled him all through with keen arrows and other varieties of missiles, Kshura, Ardhachandra, Naracha, Vatsadanta, Karani, Ardhanaracha, and Vipata. These drove at him like the fire of destruction on the day wrapped in fierce flames. This but enraged Angada the more, and he made short work of the bow, the arrows, and the car of the Rakshasa. But his foe made light of it, and sprang into the air with sword and shield, and came down upon Angada with the speed of thought. Angada was ready for him. He snatched the sword from his hand and clove the shield on the Rakshasa from left to right, even as he was investing him with the sacred thread. That sword served his purpose well when he chased the Rakshasa heroes and caused their hearts to tremble with its frequent lion-like roars. Then Shornitaksha whirled a huge bar of iron, fashioned like a mace, lightly and sent it against Angada. But Prajanga and Yupaksha drove their cars against the son of Vali at the same time. Like unto the moon between the constellations of Vishakha, did that monkey hero shine between Prajanga and Shornitaksha. Mand and Dvivida, his uncles, were there to render him help if necessary, and they were at his side on the lookout for the Rakshasa heroes with their arms. They did not wait long, and there came against them Rakshasas of mountainous bulk, countless might and spirit, with swords, shields, and clubs. Then there began a fierce fight between the warriors of either side. The huge trees sent by the monkeys were cut down lightly by the sword of Prajanga. The trees and the rocks crashing down upon the cars and horses of the Rakshasas were ground to dust by the arrows of Yupaksha. Shornitaksha, on his part, broke down the huge trees thrown with mighty force by Mainda and Dvivida. Prajanga waved aloft his huge sword and rushed at Angada with deadly intent. The monkey waited calmly until his foe was within easy reach. He tore up a mighty Ashwakarna tree and hit the Rakshasa with all the force he could muster. Again, he crashed his huge fist against the hand that held the sword, and it fell down from his powerless grasp. Prajanga noticed it and delivered a mighty blow on the forehead of the monkey prince with his adamantine fist, and Angada was hard put to it for a while, so terrific was the force of it. But he managed to grow in strength and spirit, and with a mighty blow of the sword of the Rakshasa himself, clove the head and sent it speeding along the ground. Yupaksha shed hot tears of rage when he saw his father's brother done to death. He sprang down from his car, and since his quiver was empty, he sprang upon Angada with his dreadful sword waving aloft. Vivida hit him on his breast and dragged him down. Then Shornitaksha, mad with rage that his brother was in the grasp of the enemy, put all his might behind the terrible blow upon the chest of Dvivida with his huge mace. The monkey was no weakling, yet he was confused for a while. Noticing that the Rakshasa was about to deliver another blow with his club, he snatched it from his hand most skillfully. Meanwhile, Mahendra hit Yupaksha on the breast a dreadful blow. These warriors fought most fiercely, now dragging the enemy down to the earth and then sending them whirling aloft in the sky. Vivida tore at the face of Shornitaksha, dragged him down and ground him upon the earth. Mahendra clasped Yupaksha with his arms and brought him down likewise. Thereat, the Rakshasa host was filled with mad terror, lost heart, and ran to where the sons of Kumbhakarna were stationed. Kumbha calmed their fears somewhat. He took note of the slain Rakshasa warriors. The monkeys were chasing the enemies without let or stay. He rushed at the monkey forces and performed wondrous deeds of valor. He bent his bow, strung it, and kept up an unceasing shower of arrows upon his enemy, with carefully selected shafts like unto the serpents of doom. His mighty bow, to which were fitted arrows of matchless potency, resembled the rainbow in the sky radiant with the chain lightnings and the straight Iravata. Thus did he bend his bow and draw the string right to his ear. He selected an arrow decked with gold bands and eagle's feathers and sent it against the foe. The monkey trembled sore in his limbs, staggered for a while, and crashed upon the earth like a mountain peak hurled from aloft. Thereat, Mahinda tore up a huge block of stone and sent it at Kumbha, but the Rakshasa warrior reduced it to dust by 5 arrows, and with another potent arrow he pierced the breast of Mahinda. The monkey hero measured his length on the broad earth in a dead faint, his vital centers cloven horribly. Angada beheld his uncle struck down thus, and sprang upon Kumbha, who stayed his course by 5 arrows, fashioned of black iron. And with another 3 of the kind, he kept him there motionless, even as an elephant driver checks his mount by his goad. Then he pierced them all over with other arrows, fleet as the mind and unchecked in their course. That son of Vali made light of it. He was in no way affected thereby and kept up an unceasing torrent of trees, peaks and mountains on the devoted head of Kumbha. And the son of Kumbhakarna ground them to dust through his arrows. Noticing that Angada was about to spring upon him, he hit him between the eyebrows with 2 dreadful shafts, like unto the hunters frightened and turned back elephants at night with blazing torches. Torrents of blood rolled down the face of the son of Vali and blinded his sight. With one hand he shaded his eyes and tore up the huge tree that grew near with the other hand. He clasped it tight to his breast and shoulders and sent it hurling against Kumbha with all his bodily might behind it. Beholding the huge tree come at him like the banner of Indra or the Mount Mandra, Kumbha cut it to pieces with 7 arrows and pierced Angada in the bargain. That redoubtable hero of the monkey world was sore beset thereby and fainted away. The sight was too much for some of his friends as he lay there like a huge steamer sinking under the terrible impact of winds and waves. They ran to Rama and cried, "Lord, Angada, whom the enemies dare not approach, is now struck down by them." And Rama said to the heroes around him, "Speed there and render Angada the help that he stands in need of." And they, mad with fury, gathered around Kumbha. Jambavan, Sushena, and Vegadarshi shot angry flames from their eyes. They tore up trees and mountains and sprang at the Rakshasa. Like unto a huge mountain barring the way of a roaring cataract, he saved them by his arrowy downpour. Even as the ocean never exceeds its limits, those monkey heroes of renown could not pass on through this arrowy wall that blocked them. The ruler of the monkey world, Sugriva, put behind him the son of his brother, sprang upon Kumbha and roared like a mighty lion when he catches sight of a huge elephant in rut roaming on a mountain slope. Then he tore up many a huge tree and hit Kumbha therewith. Seeing them come against himself, blotting out the earth and the sky, Kumbha made short work of it by his keen arrows and cleared the clouded atmosphere, and bits and fragments fell down on earth on all sides, like unto spiked clubs known as Shataghnis. But Sugriva was in no way disturbed by it. He put up with this arrowy sheet for a while. Then he charged at Kumbha, snatched away his bow and broke it to pieces. He followed it up and spoke to Kumbha, who stood there like unto an elephant with his tusks broken, and cried, "Mighty Rakshasa, who came into this world before Nikumbha? Wonderful indeed are your valor, martial training, skill, humility, the unchecked flight of your arrows, and you are qualified to stand by the side of Ravana in every way. Prahlada, Bali, Vritra and others fell before Indra and Kubera and Varuna, and you stand on the same level. You and you alone take after your father Kumbhakarna in strength. If you take your stand on the battlefield with the bow bent and strung and twanged, the very gods dare not draw near you, like unto cares that keep away from one who holds his senses under perfect control. Most wise and keen of intellect, display your strength and skill and might in battle. Let my heart rejoice thereat. Your father Kumbhakarna, thanks to his natural strength and courage, and your uncle Ravana, thanks to the wonderful boons he secured, foiled many a time the Devas and the Asuras. But I count you as the equal of Indrajit himself as a bowman, and like unto Ravana himself in fame. You shine among the Rakshasas as the brightest jewel through your strength and valor. All creatures are to lose themselves in wonder and surprise when they behold the fight between us two, like unto what came about between Indra and Shambhrasura. I am sure that you did place to your record today feats of valor impossible unto others. You displayed your skill in the matter of weapons, human and divine. You hurled down monkey warriors of dreadful prowess, but you have fought with many brave warriors and are naturally tired. So I will not draw upon myself the blame of the world for slaying when you are at a disadvantage. So I let you go. Take rest for a while and I will do likewise. Then I will give you a taste of my polity. Sugriva put upon him the cruelest disgrace possible in words that bore upon the surface esteem and honor. But Kumbha was not the man to put up with it lightly, but added fuel to the flame. His splendor and wrath grew apace. Then he cast his mighty arms around Sugriva and crushed him within them. Like unto two elephants in rut, fighting for mastery, these warriors breathed heavily now and then. They twined themselves around them and drew and pulled. Smoke and flames rushed out of their faces through the dreadful strain they suffered. Why? The very ocean itself was sorely agitated with mountainous billows. The solid earth gave way under the dreadful impact of their feet. Sugriva raised above his head Kumbha the Rakshasa and shot him aloft with a cry. I send you on a visit to the ocean depths, free of charge. The briny deep sent up its waters all around and overflowed itself at the impact of the body of Kumbha, even as if the huge mountains Vindhya and Mandara were cast into the waters at once. But Kumbha came out of it lightly and hit Sugriva on his broad chest with his fist, like unto the Vajra of Indra. The ruler of the monkey world emitted torrents of blood from a shattered chest. The fist of Kumbha was stayed somewhat by the bony framework thereof, even as a lofty peak of Meru hit by the Vajra of Indra. There arose from the body of Sugriva frequent sheets of flame, thanks to the dreadful force of the blow. Yet Sugriva was mighty beyond compare, and so he made light of it. Clenching his fist hard, like unto the Lord of Day, in the full splendor of his noonday glory, he waved it aloft and brought it down with indescribable force at the huge chest of Kumbha. The Rakshasa was sore beset thereby. His senses were in a whirl. Like unto a spent fire, Kumbha measured his length upon the broad earth. He looked like the planet Mars falling down headlong from the sky with his blazing rays. Sugriva's blow shattered the chest of Kumbha, and when he fell headlong, he resembled the sun himself under the mightier influence of Lord Rudra himself. Thus did the Lord of the monkey world bring the death of Kumbha, the bravest of the brave Rakshasas. The earth and the mountains and the forest therein trembled in affright, and mighty fear held the Rakshasas under its grip. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunapataye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.